Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A water main break shut down portions of a busy Northern Liberties corridor and left flooding and mud along multiple streets. KYW's Sunny Morgan was there as crews worked to clean up the damage.
Neighbors say the water main break happened on the 1100 block of North 4th Street around 10 a.m. Sunday morning near Girard Avenue. Social media users showed flooding and rushing water in the streets nearby. Members of the Philadelphia Water Department could be seen cleaning through the afternoon with focus on pumping a sinkhole on 4th and Cambridge Street. Neighbors say the water department has been pumping water from basements of nearby homes and an apartment complex. Hallie Harvey, who lives close by, says her water has been brown all day.
Basically, I haven't been able to use my toilet or anything, but I think they're being pretty proactive.
A woman who remained anonymous said her car was towed away with water inside. SEPTA says their Route 15 trolley has been running buses all day. They confirmed police and traffic managers were on the scene directing passengers to detour stops. The water department did not respond to KYW News Radio's requests for comment. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council continues more hearings on the Sixers' proposed Center City arena tomorrow. But there was sobering testimony last week from SEPTA officials about the cost of providing public transit to the facility, igniting a debate about who would pay for it. Some council members don't think it should be the team or developer. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The reality is that SEPTA simply cannot assume these new costs within the framework of its operating budget.
SEPTA's interim general manager, Scott Sauer, stressed he was not taking a position on the arena or asking for money, just laying out the facts. Getting 40% of fans on transit, the 76ers' own threshold for what makes the arena feasible, is going to cost $20 to $25 million a year, money that SEPTA doesn't have. So, where's it going to come from? For council members who don't love the arena idea in the first place, such as Jeffrey Young, there's only one answer.
I absolutely do think the developer should pay for that.
The Sixers, though, have made it clear they don't feel responsible for that cost, and arena proponents such as Mark Squilla tend to agree.
But if they ask developers to, every time you increase ridership, to be able to fund that, then we would be really at a loss.
Squilla thinks government should cover the extra cost. He's not specific about which branch, but if it were the city, that would undermine a key selling point of the arena that no city money is being used. The question is unlikely to be resolved before the legislation comes up for a vote next month. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It was a successful marathon weekend in Philadelphia. Things wrapped up Sunday morning with a big 26.2-mile race. KYW's Justin Udo was at the start and finish lines talking with competitors.
For Pierce Clark, who came from Attleboro, Massachusetts to take part in the Philadelphia Marathon, race day is a culmination of months of hard work.
Lots of long runs, especially on the weekends. It took a good sacrifice for my husband to spend those long hours with the kids, but it was totally worth it.
Clark and the 17,000 other marathon runners were treated to views of Philadelphia neighborhoods like Manayunk and Fairmount, as well as a number of other iconic and historic locations.
And it's a really cool city. I'm so excited to get to see it from this perspective.
She says preparation for the day has been a great chance for her to practice what she preaches.
I have four kids, three of which are daughters, and I always tell them we can do hard things.
With a time of 2 hours and 32 minutes, Katie Florio won the Philadelphia Marathon in the women's division, and William Lovner won for the men's with a time of 2 hours and 16 minutes. They will take home $10,000 each. On the Ben Franklin Parkway, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.